Perfect. Yeah. How do you, is it EBS or EBS? Perfect. Well, yeah, I'll
take shoes.
Hi, I'm looking for Kathy Shin.
This is she.
Hey Kathy, how's it going? This is Elias calling from the Bank of Cardiff. Only want to take 30 seconds of your time. I work for a bank that only does equipment and capital. Do you guys have any needs right now or maybe coming up in the future that you might want financing for? Or do you have anything that you want right now that you might need financing for?
No, we don't. Right now we're doing good.
Okay, that's fantastic to hear. Is there a time of the year where you typically try to be or look to bring on financing or maybe consider it?
Yeah, usually like in May or June.
Okay, fantastic. And
so
is
we,
it
would need something.
Okay. Is it usually just for inventory?
Yes.
Okay. That's awesome. Have you guys been doing over there?
Good, good. It's been a good year.
Yeah, awesome. Are your sales up?
No, they're about level, but we've learned to manage our funds a little better.
That's always the first step, right?
Right.
Are you guys growing? Are you guys looking to expand at all, or are you just kind of...
No, our landlord is probably going to be remodeling our building, so we're
kind of
in a holding pattern at the moment.
Oh, okay, okay. Are you guys going to have a temporary store, or just kind of going to wait on it?
Well, we don't know yet. We're trying to decide all that.
And when does all that happen?
Probably in the next 6 to 8 months.
6 to 8 months, okay. All right, what are you going to do while it, if you guys just have to close down? Are you just going to close your doors?
Well, we haven't decided that yet.
Okay. Are you guys, do you guys have a lot of inventory? Do you bring on more inventory, like, every year, or kind of
well,
just keep it
level? Well, here
in
Florida, we're very seasonal.
Okay.
So, yeah, we bring on inventory, you know, in the winter, starting like December, January, February, and then we just kind of coast the rest of the year.
Okay. How's that been going? Is that a good strategy for you? Or you kind of been...
I've been doing it for 30 years.
Oh, okay. So it is a good strategy.
Well, it doesn't work any other way here. We've tried.
Yeah. Well, at least you have a tried and proven method, right?
Yeah.
Alrighty. And you said that you typically reevaluate in March, right? March area?
May,
okay.
May, yeah.
Alrighty. Have you guys ever worked with, like, working capital, or do you guys just usually use a line of credit?
Usually just a line of credit.
Okay. Have you ever considered working capital?
No.
Okay. Is there a reason for that?
Well, we just rent, so, you know, it just doesn't make sense for us to, you know, to do that. You know, line of credit works great for what we need.
That's great. Do you work with a bank currently?
Yes, our bank, Fifth Third Bank.
I'm sorry, one more time.
Our bank is Fifth Third Bank. We work with them.
Okay. So if you don't mind me asking, how much is your line of credit for?
$20,000.
Okay. Do you guys still have that $20,000 on there, or you kind of used it up?
No, we've paid it down to nothing, and at the moment we're just coasting.
Okay. Well, that's good. It's always good to have less debt, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you guys ever purchase some equipment? Maybe to hold the shoes or something?
No.
Okay. Are you gonna...
We should get all that stuff free. From the vendors. They like their name on stuff, so we get a lot of that for free.
Yeah, that's that. I used to work in a surf shop, and everybody's just names plastered on everything, so
it
definitely helps out.
Yeah.
One last question. If we were able to get you, let's say, 50K in unsecured cash, would you be able to restock your inventory? Maybe get a little bit more sales from that?
Well, I don't know. See, we've done this before. We've used our line of credit to boost the inventory, but it didn't really boost the sales.
Okay.
So I think that we've pretty much, you know, we're just, like I said, we're just coasting. We're kind of got it all figured out and... you know, as far as the dollars and the cash flow go. So
yeah.
I think right at the moment, especially with this upcoming renovation, we're just, you know, we don't know what we're going to do.
Yeah.
We've been here a long time. It's, you know, it's hard to move. You move and you lose it. You lose everything. So I don't know what we're going to do.
Yeah, yeah. Are you guys looking to renovate the store as well, since the whole building's being renovated?
Well, that's another possibility. We don't know. We don't know how that's all going to unfold
it
either yet.
Just depends on the landlord.
Right.
Okay.
I don't think he'll leave us with a bare bones, space. When I think we'll, it'll have flooring and walls and stuff. We'll just have to put all of our stuff in,
Okay.
Shelving and displays and all that stuff. But we've got all that. We can salvage that from here.
Okay.
Before he starts the renovation, so I think.
Do you guys have to, hire people to do that, some construction workers?
No,
okay.
We can do it all ourselves.
Okay, you just kind of all do it yourselves?
Yeah.
Do you guys take advantage of any marketing right now? I know you guys have that website, but do you guys do, billboards or anything like that?
We don't do billboards, no. We do mostly magazines, the kind that you, as a tourist, you would pick up when you come to visit.
Okay, yeah, like a Florida Weekly kind of thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you guys look into any other kind of marketing?
Oh, yeah. We have texting, and we have Facebook and Instagram and all that stuff.
Okay. Have you guys ever looked into redoing your website?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I'm meeting with a lady today about it.
Okay. That's fantastic. I mean, we can definitely help you get some capital for that if you kind of don't have the capital now, and they're, asking for a much better website at a higher price, and you, set on that website, we can definitely help you get that extra capital. Even if it's on top of the 20,000 credit that you have, we can work with your bank.
Well, we don't intend to spend that much money on a website.
Okay,
it's not that much business for us.
Okay, it doesn't really drive in too much.
No.
Do you guys have an online inventory?
Well, that's what our website is essentially, our online inventory, but we don't like to compete with Amazon and Zappos in that regard, because they send it out free shipping and they take they get more than 50% of it back, and we don't want to deal with that.
Okay, for sure.
We're too small. They're big enough, they can deal. We're not big enough.
Yeah, I understand. I had a situation where I was running a website, and they wanted it more of a let's see what we have, and then we want you to come in and kind of, so that we can see exactly how you fit, and that way you don't have to return and return again, and just to get your perfect size. So I definitely understand that. It's tough.
We get a lot of that where they'll come in and try things on and then go order.
Yeah.
We get enough of that, yeah.
So. Oh, man. Do you guys have a lot of personnel there, or is it just
just our family, my husband, myself, my son, and my daughter-in-law, and we have a couple part-time people.
Okay, that's fantastic. It's all in the family. It's always a good thing, right?
Yeah.
Well, my dear, it looks like you're working on that, website. I know that you might be looking to maybe renovate, and you typically take a look at your finances to see if you guys need any financing towards May, you said, correct?
Yeah.
Well, do you have an email that I can send you? I'm sure that we can help you out with almost all those things. And, if you can or if you want to compete with your local bank, I'm not saying you have to, but we definitely have programs that work much better for small businesses than most big banks do.
Yeah, my address, my email is kathy@dickshoes.com.
Okay, and you said the renovation's happening in about 6 to 8 months, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so right about the time where you're going to be taking a look at your finances, huh?
Yeah, well, that's generally when we take a look at it, and we may have to, I just don't see us doing anything before that.
Yeah, absolutely. I can definitely understand that. You kind of want to keep your hens in the hen's house before you kind of let them go to roost,
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, Kathy, if you need help with that marketing department, we can help you out with that. I'll send you this information along with the application if you want to fill it out. That's your call. If you just want to fill it out, we can totally see what we can do for you, and that way you can go into it hey, we're able to do this. The bank's able to do this. What's the better option? But that's completely
your
call.
I'll take a look at it. I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. It was good talking to you, Kathy. And I'll try to check in every so often just to see how you're doing and see how the business is doing, family.
All right.
Alrighty. Have a
Thank
great
you.
Day.
You too.